Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate this song. All the more after being gone off the U.S. soil for 2 weeks.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Where, oh, where?
In an extraordinary place.
The USA, baby. The USA.
For the stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
There you go. No place like it on earth, and all you have to do is leave it to find that out. That's for darn sure. Is things perfect right now? No. No, they're not. But this too shall pass. We've seen a lot under that flag, and I tell you, I come back, excuse me, not only with a little sinus issue here from flying ridiculous amount of time, 9-hour flight yesterday. I was just stir crazy.
Well, you know what? You're right. Anyone that's done any traveling, especially if you've been to the Caribbean or Mexico, you realize how great it is here.
Oh, no question
about
it.
No doubt about
it. No, I mean, it's just amazing. And I was, we were looking at the price of gas. Everybody's talking about the price of gas. There's more electric vehicles in Norway than there are anywhere else. But it's interesting. You talk to people, say, yeah, and, you know, it seems like electricity prices have doubled. So guess what? There's more demand for electricity. Now their electricity goes up, then they're not saving as much as they thought they were saving, and they're paying more for the electric car. Hello! You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
That's why none of this is sustainable. Once you play it out, it just never adds up.
Anyway, it's great to be back. Missed you, Todd.
Good to have you back.
Missed you, Kevin.
Missed you,
always.
Too.
It was great to keep up on the travel log, though, you did. So that was nice. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful country, though.
Did do it by Facebook, yeah. And posted pictures every day. You know, the nice thing about going on those trips is you come home with a whole new group of friends, you know, and, 2 weeks traveling with a group of 30 folks is a fair amount. And we had people from all over the listening area and appreciated getting a chance to know them as we do every one of our trips. We do this to New York City, then Alaska, then, Hawaii. And Norway's a long time. I mean, 2 weeks with 30 folks in this case, we've done as much as 50 on a trip is a long time to be with a group of folks. And you come back and just say, what a neat opportunity to meet so many different people from different walks of life and all their stories and everything else. And Norway is beautiful. It's a wonderful place to visit. If you haven't done it, you should do it. You should plan a trip. Even if you just say, hey, I'm going to go with my family. We're going to find family over there. Give Carol Juven a call at Juven Tours and Travel and have them plan it for you. If I come back and tell you how marvelous it is, yes, the fjords are spectacular. The waterfalls are incredible. The mountains are, you know, majestic. Everything about this country is phenomenal from a scenic standpoint. No doubt about it. And, of course, a lot of our roots come from Norway as well. We have Scandinavian roots in this part of the world. So that's an important part of it as well. But if you come back and say, gosh, I've got to do that someday, make today the day you at least start planning it. Give Carol Juven a call. He's done this for families, for companies, for all kinds of folks, and he's going again in July with a group, and now that Norway's back, it's kind of nice. By the way, not one mask required anywhere, not one vaccine card required anywhere, with the exception of the Delta Airlines clerk in Fargo. Let's see your vax cards. I'm like, okay, well, where is that in the regulations? It's the only way you're getting on the plane. I'm like, that's not a rule, ma'am.
Where was this?
Not a rule in Norway. This was a Fargo Delta agent.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you were leaving?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. But what I'm getting at is that nowhere in Norway did somebody say, let me see your vax card, and no, you can't come in here if you're not vaccinated. No signs, no mask requirements.
It's not a mandate
nothing.
Here either, is it?
I mean, nothing.
It's not. Is that a Delta thing? Or?
Well, she claimed it was, but it's not.
Yeah.
Sounds like a one-attendant thing.
Oh, and she was adamant.
I think everybody should wear them anyway.
She was.
Tell them.
She was adamant. She was like, yeah, Miss Cranky Pants didn't want to hear
Pitbull.
And I finally decided I didn't want to make the, you know, 7-hour trip over there in the toilet, so I stopped, you know, arguing with her. But, you know, I didn't want to get relegated to the back of the bus. But, you know, because I'd done a fair amount of research on this, to telling our listeners nothing's required of you.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, on the trip, the one requirement we knew about, that was for a negative COVID test before you come back into the country. Even old Joe Biden, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, as we say. And right after he fell off his bike, evidently had an epiphany and said, "We don't need to do that anymore. We don't. You know, maybe we shouldn't be the most restrictive country on the planet Earth here. People know about COVID. They know how to protect themselves. They know."
Well, now when the southern border is leaking like crazy, and Lord knows it's coming in there.
Stop with the common sense, would you? Come on. Anyway, but here's one great takeaway I had, and it connected with something I heard Kevin highlight earlier in a clip from the Laura Ingraham interview of Newt Gingrich. First of all, things are far from perfect. Today, the longest day of the year, 21st of June, 2022 in the United States of America, but it's still the United States of America. It's still the greatest country on earth. It's the country every other country judges himself by. The reason there is a surge at the border is because this is America, and they want what we have. And presidents come and go. Congresses come and go. Supreme Court justices come and go. We need to stay vigilant, but we have the power. We as the people can do it. And it is so sad to see what's happened on two fronts. I want to say. The first one is related to faith and religion in Norway. Now, remember, from your history books, at one time this was all of Europe was Catholic. All right? And Martin Luther King came along, and there was the Reformation, and then the governments, kings and queens and governments, said, you cannot be Catholic. They decided their religion for you. Now, there was a wave of Protestantism, obviously, but that's gone away. It didn't lead to, we know best for you. Be Protestant, don't be Catholic, which, by the way, we're all on the C team here. We're all followers of Christ as Christians. I'm not trying to pick one side or the other. My point is, when the government tells you, no, you can't do that religion, good things don't come from that, bad things come from that. So much so now, in Norway, the churches are empty. They're tourist attractions. The Trondheim Cathedral is this most magnificent place. It's just a place where people gawk and take pictures. It's unbelievable to me. And the vast majority of people, they don't go to worship with their neighbors, and vast majority of them do not. You'd have struggled to find a Catholic church in all of Norway.
It's unbelievable to me, really.
Managed to find Mass in Oslo, but that was about it.
Mm.
You know, and the vast majority of the people in the pews are Asian. You know, so, and it's small for Oslo, my gosh. Small amount of people, but it's just so dang sad. But to me, that's why we have a United States of America. That's why we have a United States of America. And what's interesting about Norway and the parallels I draw to the United States, this is the other thing I was thinking a lot of, and I always do when I go there. Norway was built on oil. The reason Norway is Norway, and people have the quality of life they do in Norway, is because of oil. This was a nation blessed with lots of oil. And, of course, they say, well, they have free health care there. No, oil pays for their health care there. Oh, the roads are so nice and the highway systems, everything. Oh, isn't it wonderful what the government does? They were born on third base. They own the oil. So that's how they're able to do it. Yet, this green infection, this idiotic, oil bad, every other thing green, has infected them too. A country built on oil. And I thought of North Dakota a lot through my trip, thinking, we have the same blessing here in North Dakota. We do. And we can squander it and be stupid and do exactly what they're doing over there. Or, by the way, now the big thing is electric cars. They have more electric cars per capita in Norway than anywhere. And gas prices are as high as they are here, by the way. And electricity rates have skyrocketed. Go figure. So now you pay double for the price of an electric vehicle, and you don't save money on gas because you're paying more for your electrical to charge the electric vehicle. And the answer to this,
how that happens, isn't it?
The answer to this riddle and all the pain people are feeling at the pump right now is the industry we have right underneath our nose. There for them, here for us. If we, the people, will rise up and say, all right, this is enough already. Enough already. You're forcing us to pay these high prices. Drill, baby, drill. Do it now. Lift these onerous regulations. Stop with the boot on the neck of the industry. A few of my thoughts. Welcome more of yours as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon.
These guys are great.
But baby, it's the
family.
Right.
Maddie and Tay and Larry Fleet will be at the Red River Valley Fair. 10 best days of summer in West Fargo. That is so much fun. Get your tickets at RedRiverValleyFair.com. $35 each for general admission. You're going to be down there in the mosh pit for there, aren't you, Kev?
Oh, buddy. Oh, yeah. Yep, be banging my head. Boom, boom.
Tim McGraw, too.
Yeah, great lineup this year.
They do. And I love the Country X. I don't know if I'll make it for Dockin, but we better play a little Dockin today.
Oh, little Donnie Dockin.
Oh,
come on,
with
back.
Dockin, baby.
Come on, baby.
I knew
yes.
that would get you guys. I knew that would get you guys going.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. If we could get them in here for an interview. What do you think?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Love it.
Exactly.
And Winger's going to be there. My buddy Kip Winger's going to be rocking there.
Yeah, exactly right.
Your buddy?
Yeah, no Kip for years. Denver boy.
Don't you know?
Okay. Yeah.
We have Forrest Gump in the studio with us, Kev.
Yeah.
He's met them all.
Played the softball tournament with Kip one time. That kid, he was a great athlete in the day.
Let's celebrate America today with our friend Mike Lindell. Land of the Free Savings is underway in advance of July 4th. 66% savings with the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow. That's right. Walmart canceled us when we were gone, I see. Thank you very much, Walmart. Canceled MyPillow. You
whatever.
Can't make it up. You can't. All the more reason. The cancel culture is alive and well. Folks, rise up. Do your part. Say, no, not on my watch. Not going to happen. Sorry, Walmart. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Anniversary gifts, birthday gifts, you name it, graduation gifts. Hey, you're going off to college. How about the pillows? How about the sleepwear? How about the comforters? Grandma, Grandpa, wouldn't it be nice for the kids going off? And you're supporting freedom. And Mike Lindell. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT for the best deals or call 800-506-9028. Listen to Newt Gingrich in a clip of an interview from Laura Ingraham last night that I think should channel your frustration about all the things that he's talking about into something of action. Because we all get to choose our attitude. And I'm not going to disagree with you folks, and can't possibly disagree with you that there's a whole lot of things to be just ticked off about. I could use some other words, but I'll just say ticked off about. Question is, what do you do about it? How are you channeling that frustration? How is it motivating you? And I really took that away from Newt's laundry list of the bad into what we do to fix it.
Because things simply aren't working. You look at the price of everything. You look at the problems on the border. You look at the George Soros effort to create a pro-criminal class of district attorneys. Every time you turn around, you realize the left represents an America that will fail. And the only answer to that is the American people.
What's the solution there? The only answer is the American people. It's us.
Absolutely.
That's the answer to it. And let's just start with oil and gas. Let's just say we're Norway, for lack of a better term. We don't live in Texas. We don't live in New Mexico. We're Norway. All right? We have world-class resource of oil and gas right here. We have a 900-year supply economically recoverable coal. No brownouts, no blackouts, none of that necessary if we use what we have. No $7 gas if we use what we have. Demand it. Push back again. I'm going to connect the dots here. It's going to seem weird. But remember I was telling the story about how after the Reformation in Norway,
mm-hmm.
where the government said, no, you can't be that religion. You can't be that. We'll choose your religion for you. What happened? Churches emptied out. They emptied out. Now, let me give you the analogy from an energy standpoint. Oh, we're going to transition, this incredible transition to green. It'll be better for you. Is it better for you? Of course it's not better for you. Is it better in Norway? The churches are empty? The people have given up? No, it's not better for them. Think about their salvation for crying out loud. Joe Biden was on a beach yesterday lecturing us about how this is a perfect opportunity to transition.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy.
electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week, and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
Okay, now first of all...
How about stockholders, Joe? That's how they,
teachers' pensions. I mean, by the way, firefighters' pensions. You want those to take a hit?
Yeah.
And where were you when the record losses were there for the oil company?
Yeah.
Where were you when the oil was zero, thanks to COVID, right? The China virus. Where were you then? Say it ain't so, Joe. By the way, have you play that again? And I want you to listen to the waves. The guy is on a beach in Delaware. You can't make this up. As Newt Gingrich says, things are not working, and this guy's on a beach. Are you kidding me? And listen,
we have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
By the way, the fundamental turn, I remember Ronald Reagan saying that back before we actually have those now, Joe, electric cars and windmills and solar panels. We have all that.
That should be a fun conversation, too, to sit down with the oil companies and say, by the way, we want to do a fundamental turn. Screw you guys.
Right.
Screw you guys.
Exactly.
You know, that's a good conversation you ought to have. What you ought to sit down with them to do is say, do everything in your power to drill more. What can I do so I can help you drill more?
That's his
so
team,
we have more
way.
Supply.
That's his team.
Oh,
said.
My gosh.
The team.
And then he mumbled something about where he's going on some trips, like we're supposed to be impressed. Listen to this. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I'm going into Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to Spain.
Oh, you're a big man.
And I'm going to Israel.
Oh, good.
And I'm going into Saudi Arabia for a larger meeting.
To beg.
Community there.
Yeah.
The community there.
I'll go meet with Saudis and see if we can't.
Such a loving people.
The reason he's saying that is because he knows he can't say he's going there to meet with the prince.
Yeah.
He's going to literally get on his knees and beg them to generate more oil. We want them to produce more oil so prices can come down here when we have it here.
Meanwhile, he's going to eliminate the federal gas tax, cutting income to the federal government while they spend more.
It is time.
Amount of money. Yeah.
Pardon my French. It is time to get pissed. It is time to get pissed, people, because these prices don't have to be there. And this is being inflicted upon you. It's being inflicted upon you.
Eric Bolling had Trump on last night. They talked about, people were paying us for our oil. Paying us.
America,
price of oil went to zero.
American energy dominance.
It went to zero.
Exactly right. No, you're exactly right. Hey, busy show today. When we come back, we're going to talk with a Ukrainian farmer traveling across the U.S., and he's with us in studio. Can't wait to hear this story. We have a recap on the 36th Annual Teachers Seminar that the Lignite Energy Council does. This is great. The ROI on this, the dividends this pays for many, many years, phenomenal. It absolutely is. And our business roundtable today, a whole lot of payroll in the room to tell you some of the best practice tips out there on defining success for your company. What does your best customer look like? How do you get more of them? We have the pros in the business roundtable an hour from now on What's on Your Mind. Questions and comments welcome for you. Right here, call us 258-0550.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban released 5 British citizens after 6 months of captivity for activities that were against traditions and laws. The Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August after a deadly and disastrous exit by the United States. The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian children refugees sold Monday night for $103.5 million, breaking all records for a Nobel. Mr. Muratov said he had to do something after seeing what's happening in Ukraine. The fate of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine is unknown after Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Moscow would not guarantee that they wouldn't face the death penalty. It depends on the investigation, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News. In response, President Biden said Americans should not be going to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour telephone number 701-258-0550. Put that in your speed dial because I say it's speedy. And if you have it written down somewhere or it's in your speed dial, it's much easier. Just tap what's on your mind. I'm going to call Scott, Todd, Kevin. 701-258-0550. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. I missed it. I missed all the good American food. And looking forward to making a trip up today to, well, I haven't decided yet if I'm going to hit the West Fargo location, West Main Avenue. That's one of my go-tos. Today is meatloaf or cheesy taco hot dish there. In Harwood Spaghetti and Meatballs today. 12th Avenue Northwest, mac and beef today. Always good. Always good. There is the Valley City location, of course. There is... NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. They're doing Tater Tot Hot Dish there today. Yulin, tacos today. Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish. And Mac and Beef on 9th Avenue Southwest, off 45th. PetroServe USA. What a treat. We are pleased to welcome today to the program John Birch. John is a farmer from Hillsborough and has a special guest with us today in studio. John, how are you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Doing well. Thanks for having us in this morning.
And you farm by Hillsborough, is that right?
Yep, by Hillsborough. That is correct.
Okay, and how did you connect with our guest, Roman?
So Roman and I go back to 2019, actually. So Roman brought a delegation of farmers over from Ukraine, and their goal and their mission was looking at different technologies on the farm, precision agricultural technologies, so they wanted to see what we were doing. So I had the pleasure of having him out and showing the farmers the different things in regards to the planting equipment, the drone stuff that we utilize, our sprayer and the technology that we utilize there, and then everything that we utilize in the office as well, too, on the back end.
Well, that is unreal. Well, introduce your friend to us here.
So this is Roman from Ukraine, and... yeah, he is with Travelite. I want to make sure I get that right.
Yes, that's right. The main name of the company that I'm involved in. is Travelite. That was the company that I brought, have been bringing the groups to North Dakota and the regions of Midwest for a number of years already. However, not today. Today it's a totally different mission.
And your last name is pronounced Green Nature?
Grinishin. Roman Grinishin. Yes, it's a challenge for majority non-Ukrainian speakers to pronounce my name, so I'm just Roman.
You're just Roman.
Yeah.
You're Roman, a Ukrainian farmer making your way across the USA.
I'm not a farmer, but I work very much, very closely with majority of Ukrainian farmers and some farmers worldwide, too,
well,
just like John is.
Tell us what we can do.
So first of all, I'm here. I'm a Ukrainian, and you unfortunately know what's happening in my country. My main mission is to raise the awareness of how devastating the war is to the smallest family farms in Ukraine. And there is, of course, the way to help. All the details are on our website, but the program name is World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine. So the acronym for it, .org, this is the address of website, www.wrru.org. And we are collecting the donations. Secondly, our aim is to inform the world about the real situation, because everybody is speaking for some reason about the devastations to the infrastructure, the military losses and gains, the cities destroyed. However, nobody speaks about the numerous amount of villages and people's households destroyed. And that was starting from the very, very beginning. Because through those villages, the actual military forces were coming towards the bigger cities. And the people are, thank God, they are alive, some of them, majority of them, but they do not have a place to live.
Explain what the impact on agriculture has been. How has the farming community been impacted from this war?
So first of all, let's say that Ukraine is a very agricultural country. 40% of the input of the export profit comes from the agricultural export. We have we can feed up to 600 million people. So you can imagine that majority of our population, how much they're involved in agriculture. The war has, first of all, destroyed the buildings and the barns of the people, the farms, the storages. At most, it was done on purpose just to ruin the industry. Secondly, the fields. The fields are bombed, and it is the same now that the world is thinking of how to do no-tillage, how to go to organic, how not to use chemicals. But in Ukrainian fields, the bombs that are exploding in the fields, they take out the soil that would need about a couple of dozens of trucks, if not hundreds, to fill up those potholes in the soil. So what kind of organic farming can we be talking there about? And, of course, the most influential thing is the inability to sell the commodities. Because starting from the war, Russia has deliberately locked all the ports, and that was 95% of our export capacity. So 5 million metric tons were coming per month from the export, from the ports, and now that is all locked. So the farmers have been doing, learning them their lesson very good and storing the commodities in their facilities till later in the season when the prices might go up. They actually, first of all, were not able to sell, and if there is a slight ability to sell, the prices are at least 40% less than worldwide. At some points, for you to understand, the price for sunflower seeds is $400 per metric ton. In Canada, it is $1,000.
Wow. And pre-war, it was comparable?
Yes, of course. It was pretty much the same. Our black ports worked just like the Chicago area, because we were even considering opening another board of trade of the commodities in the Black Sea.
So the product is there. You know, I mean, the harvest itself is, and the planning has not been that disrupted. It's just a matter of getting the products to market.
First of all, we have the product from the last years, and this is estimated from 220 million metric tons to 30 million metric tons. The reason why we have that wide span is that we do not know how much Russians have stolen from the southern areas, from the southern silos. And, of course, the new yield is coming up because right now Ukraine is harvesting the winter crops and we've been the breadbasket for the wheat in Europe and Middle East countries. Therefore, we are expecting to gain huge amounts even in summer, and we do not have a capacity to put it into because the silos are either destroyed or filled, still full of the previous year commodity.
John, talk a little bit about from your perspective, as someone that has been there, knows that, and the disruption that this war has brought.
Yeah, you know, and the biggest thing is that I just try to put my shoes in, or myself in these farmer shoes, basically. And so we're already facing, you know, input shortages. You know, our fuel we're having issues with, fertilizer we're having issues with. But then, you know, when Roman talks about, you know, this spring, when the farmers are actually trying to put in their crops over there, you know, that is on their mind, but also at the same time, they're worried about bombs dropping out of the skies while they're planting. And they actually have tactical gear on while they're planting in the tractor. They actually have tanks. Tankers are parked in the field to defend against the people that are bombing on them while they're trying to get a crop in.
Imagine. They're doing it.
And they're doing it. You know, exactly. They're doing it, which is, I mean, just so much. I mean, very admirable. I mean,
incredible.
So I just think for me and what, you know, why I'm here and this relationship that I'm fortunate to have had over the years with Roman is basically just spreading the message of that, that trust factor of, I know this gentleman. I know these farmers over there. At the same time, I get it. We all want to help in a way, but we want to always make sure that the dollars get to the right spot.
You bet.
And so I'm here to say, you know, we're going to help. Birch Farms is going to help in different ways. And if anybody is wanting to reach out and to say, you know,
it's something we can do.
Yep.
It's something we can do, and it's validated by, you know, North Dakotans, good farmers that are saying, hey, these are good folks. We know them. We trust them. And this is truly a way to help. So I think people appreciate that validation, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I think it just goes next to exactly what we do in this Red River Valley, Scott. It's just like, you know, sandbagging. We all just come together as a community and everything, and now that community sense just looks a little bit different because it's over a big pond,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And no, helping our neighbor there.
No question about that. It's pretty phenomenal. What is the current status? If you look at when this began and it became dominated national news, or international news, Roman, obviously everybody was paying attention to it, and now it's every day it seems like it's less and less.
We sort of
forget, it gets out of sight, out of mind, and you're not hearing as much about it as anymore. Are things improving?
That's the psychology of the people. Unfortunately, no. The things are getting actually more active and more widespread because Ukraine finally starts regaining the land, and at some points it is much harder than anyone expected. And just the fact that we are losing about 100 soldiers per day dead, that is terrible. And that's not to speak about all the missiles that are crashing over the cities and over these fields, so on. So therefore, I'm 100% sure it is not less active than it was in April or even in March. It's just that everybody got used to it. However, we need to understand that this is the war that actually shows the example, or what I say, bad precedent for the other countries. Like, for example, I just read on the news that China has entered with 29 aircrafts there. The air of Taiwan, and there are a number of those countries that are waiting to see what's going to happen, how the world will react. Is this the law that is running the world today, or it's still the power like 100 or 200 years ago?
And no matter what you think of the international politics, the impacts on the people, a very like-minded country in a lot of ways, especially in agriculture, you know, is real. These are livelihoods. Imagine, you know, to John's point, this were happening to our farmers. We would, as neighbors, say, let's go to work. Well, in many ways, there's a kindred spirit there with agriculture for sure. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. WWRU.org.
Yes.
WWRU.org to help. More after this. From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a car.
Wish I could talk like Tim McGraw. He sings, I'll never. I won't do that to you, but I just.
The Red River Valley Fair.
Yeah, exactly right. Tim McGraw coming to the Red River Valley Fair. 10 best days of summer in West Fargo. He'll be July 9th, 8 o'clock.
It's almost sold out, too. So
it is.
If you want tickets, get them.
You got to get them, yeah. And normally, Red River Valley Fair, it's all general admission. It's not. You actually have, a you know, whatever, reserve seating. So you can select them online. Tickets $55 to $90 each, and there's a standing room only pit too. That's where Todd will be. They tell me
he's a mosh pitter.
Yeah, he's going to be in the mosh pit. It's Tim McGraw, after all. I would, you know, I think I'd even consider that.
Yeah.
You know? Tim McGraw concert, you're up on your feet most of the time anyway, right? So, anyway, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary. And, by the way, if you go to umary.edu and apply, the application fee is waived when you use yours truly, Scott, as the promo code. Cybersecurity professionals are in high demand right now. We need them to meet the rising technology needs of small and large businesses to address challenges that resonate across the globe, just like we're talking about today. The University of Mary supports this need through their Cybersecurity Administration degree program. You can do it on campus. You can do it online. If you or someone you know is looking for a career in a much-needed field right now, UMary offers personalized degree programs supporting career success and personal fulfillment. That's what they're all about. UMary.edu/CSA.
I ran into a friend of my son's last weekend, and it finished his first year at UMary, and I've never heard a young man say as many great things about college as he said about UMary. The campus, everything's a nursing program.
Infectious place, that's for sure. We're talking with Roman from Ukraine, a representative of the World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine. Let me give you the website where you can help, which is an acronym for World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine. It's W for World, R for Rebuild, R for Rural, and U for Ukraine. So it's WRRU.org. I told you the wrong URL earlier. WRRU.org. And Roman is a Ukrainian citizen, present day hero who helps families escape the pressures of modern day Ukraine and assists farmers to access the resources they need. You've got a special little program that you're suggesting for farmers here to help. Tell us about that, Roman.
Yes, that's right. We have partnered with the reputable American and actually worldwide people that are from agricultural business. And now they are on the board of ambassadors in our World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine project. So they are actually not only providing the testimony on who we are and that we can be trusted, but they are also the ones who control how the money is spent. So we are collecting donations towards the rebuilding of the houses and production premises for the smallest family farms who cannot afford doing them themselves and whose houses were destroyed, whose premises were destroyed by Russian military. As a result, once we have the aid recipient, potential one, we approach the board of ambassadors and they approve or disapprove, and so they participate in the decision makers or making of these donations coming towards them.
Yeah, that's important. It's important. Yeah. The you know, the accountability is there without question. And I know, John, we were talking during the break that you and Birch Farms are going to be doing something specific to this effort and encouraging other farmers to do the same. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so like Roman is going to be mentioning, so what they are looking for is a penny per bushel on the future crop. So not what we have in storage, but pledging for the future crop. And so the team out at Birch Farms, we had kind of analyzed and what we can do. And we, I mean, I think, again, it was like the least that we can do, especially I would say because of some of the situations that are happening in Ukraine, our prices are higher and better. So a penny per bushel is something that we can easily do. Also, what we're going to be doing is something we've always wanted to do at Birch Farms, is just that outreach and having people come and experience the farm. So on August 10th, we're going to have everybody is invited to come out. It's going to be movie at the farm night. So they will be, everybody will be able to enjoy a movie. We're going to have our food trucks out there as well too. We're going to have our drone stuff so that the kids can see that. They can climb up into the equipment, ages 1 to 100 and experience that. And all the proceeds from that event, all of them will go to the World, World to Rebuild Rural Ukraine.
All right. And that again, the date on that is?
August 10th.
And the battle now, Roman, in the minute we have left, is to get a harvest this year, right? And that's your fight right now in Ukraine.
That's true. Yeah, harvesting of the winter crops, and of course making sure that we have enough of inputs of the fuel and storage for the future crop. That's the very important issue. But I'm sure Ukrainian farmers will find the way how to do it, as long as we are helped and we are being helped. Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming by. And I know you've spent some time in North Dakota. You're going to be here through tomorrow?
Until end of this week, and then we will proceed with other states. until the end of July with the same mission, spreading the information and bringing on the awareness of what's really happening.
All right. So I know you have a busy schedule at the end of the week, but if people want to connect with you, the best way to do that is the website?
Yes, the website, wrru.org, and there is all my contact information. I'm looking for the opportunities to speak, to present, and also on a biweekly basis, Friday at 8 a.m. Chicago time, every second, this will be not this one, but the next Friday, we have the update, a detailed update on the situation, what's going on in Ukraine, and also on the war.
We will have the podcast link, too, with this interview on our website, so you can check that out on our social media after the show today. John Birch, thank you for what you're doing. And Birch Farms, thanks for the intro to Roman.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Scott, for having us here today. We appreciate it.
Roman, we all can give you our prayers, and we are, and we will continue to do so, in addition to helping any way we can. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
More at the website, wrru.org. Check it out. More after this.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
ITE.